Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dee Goldman, Coralville Lake Operations Manager, about water levels and flooding. With all of the rain lately, the Iowa River has seen flooding upstream and downstream, and I'm going to presume that the Coralville Lake is pretty high with water right now. Can you kind of give a briefing on this?
Sure. Currently, right now, we're 697.41 or so. So we're about 14 and a half feet above our normal summer conservation level with the inflows and things. Right now, with the forecast being what it is, we're projecting a crest of elevation 711.2, which is about three quarters of a foot below our spillway crest. So as of right now, we're right there, you know, forecasting right on the edge of our spillway elevation.
Are you doing anything to lower the water levels at this time?
Well, we're trying. With the inflows that are coming in because of the rainfall that we got in the upper ends of the watershed, it's showing right now, we're discharging about 6,000 CFS. We've got about 8,000 coming in. We coordinating with the towns and the areas downstream to make sure that they've got stuff, possibly move to higher grounds and things of that nature. So we are anticipating at this time to possibly increase our discharges to 10,000 CFS beginning tomorrow.
If there's more rain than you expect and it does breach the spillway, what will happen?
Well, obviously it's going to create quite a bit of flooding, very similar to what might have been in 2008, depending on what levels. We had about 5 feet of discharge through our spillway in 2008. So we actually had 5 feet approximately spilling over. Obviously, right at the very beginning, it may not be too awful bad. You know, I mean, it won't be like there's 5 feet of water just instantly running over. But we will steadily increase our discharges. As we get to different lake levels, then our discharges will increase. You know, we actually shut down a little bit a couple of days ago because of the water that was moving down the Cedar River was going to impact the folks in and around Wapello and downstream where the Iowa and the Cedar converge. So we slowed our water outflows down so that that water could, I guess, be accepted into the system coming down the Cedar. And then and so now we're able to increase our discharges again to safely increase those.
And did slowing that water cause more flooding in the Iowa City area?
No. It actually reduced anything because we were getting calls from the Iowa City area saying, hey, how come you're not discharging water? You know, the river levels are really low, and we're holding water in the lake. And they were concerned with the lake level coming up, thinking that, you know, but it's farther downstream was where the potential for flooding, that Wapello area. Folks tend to seem to forget that the Cedar River ties back into the Iowa River just above Wapello. So all of that water that was up in the upper ends of the Cedar River maybe a week ago was moving its way down the system. And so we didn't want to exacerbate that problem. So we shut down for a few days to hopefully let that go. And then now we can start to pick back up our discharges again.
Okay. And is there a number as far as inches of rain go that you have a safe zone and then a worry zone?
Not really. I mean, the forecasts are pretty much within a day or a day and a half are really pretty accurate. They're pretty close and they have pretty high confidence levels. So those types of numbers are factored into that forecast. So we've kind of planned for that, you know, half inch to an inch that has been forecasted for the next couple of days into that forecast range of that 711.28, let's say. As they move farther out, 3 and 4 days out, well, that's still pretty hit or miss. So those numbers aren't actually factored in. So obviously, if we get, you know, what they're calling for within the first 2 days and then, you know, we don't get what they get later on, that's a good thing. But if we get what they're calling for, you know, that potential definitely exists for spillway discharge. But right now, we're trying to do everything everything that we possibly can to minimize any damages downstream while avoiding that spillway discharge.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Dee Goldman, Coralville Lake Operations Manager. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.